The frame up a brother Mumia, sabes que encarcelaron la hermana Dilcia Pagana, like the physical assault of Amna Luima, breaking it down, cause the military's related to the police, the prisons upkeep the state, war is not love, so now they change the express and flip the demographics and flex, cause stories that don't bleed, don't lead, the cops murder, I'ma do Diallo and walk free, so the people uprising in the streets, the NYC from the West Coast Bay Area, bringing peace and solidarity, moving strategically as Proposition 21 passes straight, we live in a conservative state, cause justice moves like molasses for the masses, the media with cracks on backs, it comes down full force, the structure snaps and jacks, unleashing the attacks, bear witness to them suffering in the barrios, that power structure will remain unchanged unless we uprise, organize, and politicize, images of hope flash through revolutionary minds, images of hope flash through revolutionary minds, images of hope flash through revolutionary minds. How you feeling, Los Angeles? How you feeling? My name's Jimmy Salcedo Malo. I'm a hip-hop community organizer, part of the IAC and the youth force in San Francisco. La revolución empezó en el corazón de la misión. Corrupción se acabó cuando la gente tomó acción. La revolución empezó en el corazón de la misión. Corrupción se acabó cuando la gente tomó acción. Within a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So step back, sucker, cause we're using and dropping these clandestine verses, hoping to open the eyes of some brown revolutionists. Checking it out, y'all, they're tired of waiting and waiting. Urban guerrillas under the mist, they're arming and planning the next move out to beat and protect. Check traditions, the ancient Mexica mistook. We're leaving a broken, powerless, unseen, the militants, the struggle to approach. MLK had a dream. MLK had a dream. It moved the nation of millions that were assassinated for what he believed. But today, August 13th, his spirit lives down in the UG. And I gotta mention, I was here protesting the DNC. So we're through not being represented in a party dictatorship. Politicians all about that rhetoric that lies from mind. We're about to get caught up in a race that flows the hooks, clearing and revealing the bullet holes to proclaim. Calling on the Panthers, the Brown Berets. If you're in a rage, left fist one raise. Clearing a path and approaching straight up to occupy the power base. Put your hands behind your back, step to the front, palms flat, spread the feet to pride. Of my rights to speak and breathe free. Blue and red lights reflecting off my brown skin. I got my hands locked down, motherfuckers going through my shit. Yeah, I'm thinking it's a police state held down. Still haven't heard what the fuck I'm being searched for. I ain't heard what the fuck. So I'm making the connection between word and active resistance. See our thoughts manifest toward movement with some quickness. Pledging allegiance, conformity, blind obedience. Now I'm breaking it off of clandestine verses. Praising the sick sun, watching sea systems coming undone. Federal agents waging war on drugs as they kick back, smoking a Philly blunt. Hypocrisy's this thing called the DNC, a war on the poor, as they doing a sin, guilty through original sin for my brown skin, like our brothers in the past and the next of kin. Yeah, taking it back, the struggle will continue, cause we're moving forward, the pen, the word starts guided by the movement, organize is what you gotta do to break off that stranglehold, organize, we're rising up from the underground to expose movement, yeah, so we're here representing in the streets, cause we weren't invited into the DNC, peace.
Mumia's life is a testimony, and it's the spirit of the youth that moved forward. It is the spirit of the youth that will move forward. So we have Kaya from Refuse and Resist, and she's next on the stage.
Hi, y'all. Thanks for coming out today. What you see up here are just a few of the 85 volunteers from this year's 6th annual Philly Freedom Summer. Philly Freedom Summer was created in the spirit of Mississippi Freedom Summer of 1964, when youth from all over the country volunteered to go to Mississippi to register black people to vote. Some of them gave their lives to fight for this cause. To this generation, that might not seem like such a radical idea. However, they were the writers of history, and so are we. Now this generation has a moral assignment, and that is to save the life of Mumia Abu-Jamal. That's why the Philly Freedom Summer volunteers made their way to Philadelphia this summer to crash the executioner's ball and make Mumia a central issue and topic of debate during their tea party for a bunch of butchers. During this election season, we asked the youth, whose future do you want? One of prisons, police, and punishment? Or a future where our revolutionary leaders are free and fighting with us on the street, shoulder to shoulder for a better future and a whole new world? Mumia has inspired our generation to fight against his execution, as well as all other injustices that weigh so heavily on our futures. From death row, he calls on us to join the struggle for a better world. Because of Mumia's example, many of us first found our own voices and got involved. The outcome of Mumia's case will affect the political climate for decades to come. Just as the youth in the civil rights movement, the anti-Vietnam War movement, and the fight to end apartheid in South Africa changed the course of history with their collective voices and defiant actions, we must be in the streets in the forefront to struggle, the struggle to stop the execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We call on all youth to join the youth contingent. We're meeting at 2 o'clock on the corner of 5th and Hill behind a black banner that says, Mumia is fearless, so are we. We won't stop until he's free.
Freedom summer, bring the ruckus. Mumia ain't nothing to fuck with. What?
Elizabeth Cady Stanton. We will raise up more revolutionaries like Kwame Nkrumah and Kwame Ture. We will raise up revolutionaries like W.E.B. Du Bois and C.L.R. James. We will raise up revolutionaries like Karl Marx and Rosa Luxemburg. We want Amu Bamumia Abu Jamal free.
Sisters and brothers, as the next speaker will explain, whether Mumia Abu Jamal lives or dies may well be determined in the next several months. And it will depend on what you and I and millions like us around the world does. But also, thankfully, we have in the courts now defending Mumia, one of the great lawyers, one of the great constitutional lawyers, one of the great champions of social justice in our lives. It is my distinct honor and privilege to present to you Mumia's chief lawyer at the moment. Please give a warm welcome to Leonard Wineglass.
On Mumia's behalf, I want to thank all of you for being here today. We're 3,000 miles from Philadelphia, and this crowd is as large as any crowd that we've had in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, or Washington, and I want to thank all of you for being here. This week, in the state of Texas, the Republican presidential candidate, George Bush, oversaw the execution of Oliver Cruz, a mentally retarded man. And the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party had nothing to say about it. We're here today to tell them and the leadership of this country and the people of this country that we have, as a nation, become too desensitized to state killing, too desensitized to killing here in America, to killing in Iraq, to killing in Colombia, and to killing in the many parts of the world where the unchecked power of this country is taking the lives of innocent people, poor people, and people of color. But we have to acknowledge that the United States kills not only the mentally retarded, and 35 have been killed in the last 25 years. The United States kills its young as well. On June 22nd, when Shaka Sankofa was executed in Texas, he was another juvenile offender, so-called, a man who was arrested when he was just 17 years old for a crime he did not commit, and he was executed just the same. In the last 2 years, the United States is the only country in the world to execute its children. There are five countries, just five, that allow for the execution of juveniles: Bangladesh, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, and the United States. And the United States in the last 10 years has executed more than all the other five put together. We have to put a stop to this madness. There are 70 more juvenile offenders out of the 3,600 on death row today waiting for execution. They must be saved as well. Not only the mentally retarded, the juveniles, we also execute those who were themselves victims, those who were sexually molested and physically abused as children. And a study released last year, over 90% of the 3,600 waiting execution were themselves people who were brutalized as youth and who should not be held accountable for acting out as older juveniles and as adults for the victimization that was visited upon them as children. We execute the poor. There are no millionaires on death row.
That's right.
We execute people of color. Just look at the city of Philadelphia, where, according to a study that was released 2 years ago by Professor Baldus of Iowa, if you grow up young and black in Philadelphia, you are 11 and a half times more likely to end up on death row than if you grow up young and black in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, or any of the five states of the Deep South. This is a deeply racist system that brings about the death penalty. There can be no doubt about it. Although you're all here for Mumia and here for everyone else on death row, we have to bear in mind that no one life on death row is worth more than any other life. Mumia's case, a political prisoner, a former member of the Black Panther Party, a writer, an award-winning journalist, and a critic of the police, has come to symbolize everything that's wrong on death row. But what he symbolizes also applies to the others. In his case, he had a lawyer who spoke to no witnesses, who was hopelessly unprepared. He had a judge who has put more people on death row than any sitting judge in the United States. He had witnesses against him who have since come forward and said they've lied. He had a witness in his favor who they prevented from testifying for him. And they prevented him from representing himself, and they used his politics as a young Black Panther against him to get the death penalty. This case should not stand, and with your help, it will not. You are not alone. Last month, the National Postal Workers Union passed a resolution calling for a new trial for Mumia. 2 weeks ago, SEIU and their national convention did the same. 2 years ago, the Longshoremen's Union here in California prevented, on Mumia's birthday, all ships from moving in and out of port on the West Coast. President Mandela, Bishop Tutu, Mrs. Mitterrand, 75 members of the Danish Parliament, 45 members of the Japanese Parliament, people from around the world, the teachers of Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro have called for strikes, all in favor of Mumia. His case is pending in the federal court in Philadelphia. Within 2 months, we will have a hearing in that court. Mumia will be present. We will be asking this federal judge to reconsider Mumia's case, to hear the testimony of witnesses who were barred in his trial, to hear the testimony of witnesses who said they testified falsely. And we hope that at the end of this hearing, we will get for the first time in 18 years, for the first time we're before a judge who was not elected in Pennsylvania, for the first time we're before a court that is not part of the old boys network of the corrupt political system of Pennsylvania. We hope that we will get finally what we seek, and that is justice for Mumia Abu-Jamal. And with your help and the help of many people around the country and around the world, it will happen. Stay strong. Free Mumia.
All right. Hey, I got an idea. Instead of spending the millions of dollars for the death penalty that doesn't work, why don't they spend it on jobs and schools and education? That's an idea. And why don't they jail some of these cops that commit these atrocities? Speaking of atrocities, here's a man who's a victim of some of those atrocities. A man who spent 3 days in jail in Philadelphia just for expressing the right to talk about Mumia Abu-Jamal and to highlight racism. A man who's always put his body on the line, co-director of the International Action Center. He was also one of the directors of the Shaka Sankofa campaign to stop the killing of that innocent man. He was in a disruption. He was taken out. He does it. The man's name is Larry Holmes. He's going to come and talk to you.
I need a sound check. Can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? If you can hear me, shoot your fist up in the sky. If you can hear me, let's say brick by brick.
Brick by
wall by wall. We're going to free. Y'all know it, come on. Brick by brick. We're going to free. One more time. Brick by brick.
All right, those of you who can, keep your fists up in the air. So we have a little interaction. Now, I need a reality check. My understanding is that everyone here is a soldier in the struggle. Am I right? And everyone here is ready to do whatever needs to be done to free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Am I right? Can I hear you? I want to see them fists. That means that if Mumia needs our minds to strategize and organize, we give our minds to the struggle, right? Mumia needs our feet to march for miles and miles and miles. Our feet are in the struggle. Is that right? Mumia needs our mouth to yell at the top of our lungs, freedom, freedom. Then we'll do that. Am I right? Mumia needs our heart to love justice, to love the struggle, to love humanity, and to love revolution. Then we give our hearts to the struggle. Am I right? Well, Mumia needs something else. He needs something to pay for all these signs and all these leaflets and these buses and all this sound equipment and about a million other things that cost money under capitalism. He needs money. Now, I want all you soldiers to go into your pocket and pull out a bill. Pull out the first bill. And if that's not a big enough bill, go back in there and pull out another one. Frederick Douglass says there can be no progress without struggle. And somebody else said there ain't no struggle without sacrifice. And what we're asking for here is a little sacrifice, because we got feet and hands and mouth and heart, and that goes a long way. But we also need bucks. I want to see the bucks. I want to see the buck. Come on, I want to see the green. I want to see, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Let's wave it. Chant after me. Mumia needs money. We ain't gonna let him down. Mumia needs money. We ain't gonna let him down. Let's put our heart into it. Mumia needs money. We ain't gonna let him down. Wave those dollars, wave them back and forth. Brick by brick, free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal. And now, sisters and brothers, there are gonna be some volunteers.
Abu-Jamal, brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
A woman who's been a longtime activist, a union person, and a fellow compañera from the Farm Workers Union. She's a founder of the United Farm Workers Union and the Feminist Majority, Dolores Huerta.
Thank you. Want to thank each and every one of you, because you are right now giving the most important thing to Primo Mia, and that is your time, your bodies, everything you've done to be here today, to have been at all of the other rallies for Mumia. Mumia is not only a symbol of the misuse of the justice system against political activists, against people of color, but he is a symbol of the growing apartheid system against people of color in these United States of America. Because they are insisting on building more jails instead of putting money in schools. In California, we've got now a new Proposition 38 to take more money out of the schools, you know? So it's important, but I want to say one other thing, too. You know, Mayor Reardon has said that Los Angeles is a city of the 21st century. 40% of the people in the city of Los Angeles are working poor. election. Can we help on that? Yeah, we can do that also. We got to keep working together. And I want to say one other thing. It may not be popular what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. We have to get out there and visit our local congressmen and say to them, we want you to come on board to free Mumia. Now, you may not want to do that. You may have to hold your nose when you go over there, right? But get a delegation and say, we want you to sign our petition to free Mumia. We're all here from different areas. Put the heat on them. They're supposed to represent us. We pay their salaries, right? They work for us. We need their help to free Mumia. Let's get involved. I know you may not like what I want to say. We've got to register to vote. We got to vote. And you know what? Some of you have got to run for office, okay? Think about it. We need campaign reform so some of you can run for office. So help Paul Wellstone, help Bobby Rush, help Hilda Solis, some of those good people out there. Can we do that? Okay. Viva Mumia! All right. Can we be Mumia? We say yes, it can be done. Si se puede. Let's do it all together. Everybody, put your hands up. Si se puede. Muchas gracias. Thank you. God bless you. All of you. Thank you very much.
I want to read a quote from Mumia. Mumia said, in Live from Death Row, you hear the voices of the many, the oppressed, the damned, and the bombed. I paid a high price to bring it to you, and I will pay more. But I tell you here, I would do it 1,000 times, no matter what the cost, because it is right. And I want everybody to remember that we're all here because this is the single most important general battle of our generation. And this is a battle that we intend to win. And that we intend to pay that price, no matter what the cost. And I want to introduce a brother right now who is paying that price, no matter what the cost. I want to introduce a mighty comrade, a comrade from a mighty organization, a rebel who grew up in the ghettos, who grew up in the struggle as a member of the Black Panther Party, a fighter for the people who today speaks in the interest and represents the Revolutionary Communist Party, LA branch. Please welcome Joe Veal.
Stop the execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We in the Revolutionary Communist Party are proud to stand with people here, protesting and demonstrating to stop our oppressor from carrying out their planned murder of our revolutionary brother Mumia Abu-Jamal. Mumia is our hero. He is a hero of the people. For over 18 years, they have had him locked down on death row. Locked in a cage for 23 hours a day, chained and shackled like a wild animal whenever they bring him out of this cage, threatening to execute him at any time now, doing all kinds of physical and mental torture to him, brutalizing him, and still they haven't been able to break him. In the face of all this, Mumia says it's right to rebel against this unjust system. It's right for the people to rise up and make revolution and overthrow this dog-eat-dog system and put a more just one in its place. They fear the revolutionary spirit of Mumia because they fear the struggle of the people, especially the struggle of black people. We are living in a time of the so-called globalized economy, which ain't nothing but the same old imperialist shit becoming leaner and meaner. What this means is they're bringing down more pigs on us, more punishment on us, and they're filling the prisons up with the poor. And this is coming down harder on blacks and other people of color. 2 million are doing time, and over one half of them are young blacks. This is a terribly cold, brutal, and very racist agenda that the power structure is bringing down. became a revolutionary in the 1960s, a time when people rose up and rebelled against this kind of racist shit and boldly and proudly called for revolution. And today, there are growing signs of resistance and struggle against what the rulers are bringing down on the people. A new generation of rebels and revolutionaries are being born. Struggling and fighting for a different future from what this system has to offer us. We see this in the fight against police brutality, in the fight against the criminalization of a generation, in the fight against the racist treatment of black people and other oppressed people, in the fight against globalization. And in all this, we see more and more people are gaining strength and inspiration from the example of Mumia, who under the most brutal conditions and the threat of death has refused to sell out or go down on his knees and continues to fight for the liberation of the people. This is what makes them so determined to execute Mumia, and at the same time, this is what frightens them. And we got to be even more determined to stop them. We got to make them even more frightened. The situation is critical. Any day now, they will rule on hearing whether they hear new evidence in this case or go ahead with their planned execution. And we got to politically turn this whole country upside down and stop them from murdering our brother. History is calling on us to do this. The struggle of the people for justice, liberation, and revolution is calling on us to do this. And when we hit the streets today and every other day, we got to go all out and create a situation where in every household in this country, as well as in households around the world, people got to be talking about and doing things to stop this legal lynching, demanding that Mumia be given a new trial. Think about what would you do if you had known that we're going to kill Malcolm X? Do it for Mumia. Stop the execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Revolutionaries must not be killed for their beliefs. The people must defend them.
Up next, Sister Tomashi and Brother Harpreet from South Central, because the struggle continues all over the world as well as locally, and they are here to represent.
Shut down the prison industrial complex. Free the millions of unjustly incarcerated people behind American bars. Free prison free political prisoners worldwide. That's what Mumia is. He's a political prisoner. He represents the views of the people, not the views of the Democrats or the Republicans. They make money off of our backs, off of the backs of the working class. They're not trying to help us. Al Gore got Clinton to sign that welfare reform bill. And what are people doing to make up for that? They're on the street selling drugs. And what are they going to do? They're going to go to jail. And what's jail? It's the slavery system. Slavery is not ended. It's legal in this country. It's legal to enslave people, and we cannot allow that. We are our keepers. You are your brother's keeper. Look at the person next to you. Are you afraid of them? Identify that inside of yourself. Resolve the racism that has been ingested into us through the media. We have to get rid of it if we're going to do anything. It's inside of us to change what's out there. Divided we fall. Shut down the prison industrial complex. Free Mumia.
Brick by brick, wall by wall, free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Brick by brick, wall by wall, free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Mumia represents the oppression of the masses of the world by the police state, by the military state, by the capitalist state. We are right now in the middle of a police state, and Mumia and we are a threat to the capitalist system. We must collectively build this threat. America look at this country right now. Mumia represents himself. Mumia represents this fight. We must win his freedom. We must win his freedom now. Now. Say now. We must win his freedom now. Before he was incarcerated, he bravely continued the legacy of speaking out against oppression. He continues to do so, although they're trying their best to keep him down. We say trying because they are not succeeding. They are not succeeding. Today and every day we continue his legacy, his fight, our fight. Mumia must be freed now. Brick by brick. We must free. You're hanging in there, okay. The next speaker, the real backbone of the coalition, is Cindy Henderson for the Committee of Correspondence, the People's Convention, and CWA Local 9000. Cindy.
Thank you, Yolanda. As we gather together from all parts of the nation to prepare for a week of protesting against the policies of the Democratic Party, we remember that the Democratic Party bureaucrat Ed Rendell is the lawyer who removed people of color from Mumia Abu-Jamal's jury and railroaded him onto death row. As we step forward together to protest the Democratic policies of economic, environmental, racial, and social injustice, we're reminded that the struggle to free Mumia Abu-Jamal is part of a larger movement to replace the sick two-party capitalist system, a system that prioritizes profit over people, that builds prisons before building schools, a system that employs our young people for pennies in prisons before giving them a living wage job on the outside, a system that targets and harasses young gang members for waging peace in their community, and they're as much political prisoners as Mumia or Leonard or anyone else who's creating social change in their community. And as long as that system scapegoats and hounds and targets all of us who stake our lives on creating social change, we must stand in solidarity with Mumia Abu-Jamal and stay in the streets. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal!
Police brutality is rampant. You know, in the last 13 months in New York City, 4 deaths of unarmed black men. And you know what happens here in Rampart and everywhere else. Well, I have somebody who's going to talk to you about that. Someone who's a member of the International Action Center, co-coordinator of International Action Center. She was in Cuba. She spoke at May Day. You know, one of five people to speak at May Day. She's been very active in the struggle. She brought the struggle of Shaka Sankofa, Mumi Abu-Jamal to Cuba for the Cubans to take off and support that struggle as well. I want to bring to you also a vice presidential candidate of Workers' World Party, Gloria Larriva.
Sisters and brothers, we're very glad to be in Los Angeles, which is an important city not only in California for the millions of people who work and struggle here, but an important city in this whole country, because today the spotlight is on the Democrat National Convention. Notice I didn't say Democratic, because it's not, and neither is the Republican Party. Both parties, as everyone knows, represent the system of profits, racism, and war. And yet they're talking of none of this. They're not talking about the profits they're making. They're not talking about the wars that they're planning to carry out. And they're not talking about the racist nature of this very system, because they're running for office right now, so they have to shut their mouths. They have to hope we don't notice they're not talking about anything meaningful. So we have to keep our eyes on the goal of liberating Mumia, because they're not talking about the death penalty, even though Bush just executed 2 men and is about to execute 10 more before November. It's why the International Action Center has dogged Bush every step of the way, and we're dogging Gore today. Gore and Clinton and the Democrats are just...
United States, because we know that they signed the anti-terrorism and effective death penalty law, which is what denied Shaka Sankofa his new trial. It's what's denying Mumia right now his trial. So every time we hear the lawyers speak for Mumia like Leonard Weinglass, we salute the work that they do, all the hard work in the court, but they know and we know that it's the political struggle in the street that's gonna free Mumia. Mumia says it himself. I want to ask everyone who goes to school, who knows professors even though you graduated, who knows your high school teachers, even if you may be out of high school, to come to the International Action Center table and pick up a copy of the video, Case for a Reasonable Doubt. It's a very important video because the average person in the United States, when they see the video, is very convinced. Most people who see it say, the man needs a new trial. The man should be freed. Mumia was wrongly convicted. And I ask you, because sisters and brothers, the movement's not strong enough today. We're very powerful here. We're going to be heard across the country, and we're going to be felt in the United States. But we have to build our movement. So we ask you to think practically about what you can do. In addition to your donating and marching and looking on the web pages for every action taking place and going to Philly when there's a court date, please become an organizer. If you want an activist to come speak, you can see us. If you want a video, come see us. If you want to know how to do it, come see us. But we've got to see ourselves as if tomorrow were the day. We have every reason to know we can win, but we have to look at what we can do. I want to say one thing about going to Cuba. I was invited to speak, as John said, at the International Workers' Day March on May Day. And wouldn't you know that while they were marching in Cuba for workers' rights, the Supreme Court in the United States announced the death, or turned down Shaka Sankofa's case in Texas on May Day. And I gave a letter to Fidel Castro from Mumia. It was a handwritten letter from Mumia. And the minute I gave it to Fidel, he said, we're not going to let him get executed because Cuba is going to get involved in the struggle. And since that day, they have had national television shows in Cuba. And 90% of the 11 million people watched that show. And they had three television shows about Shaka. And everybody in Cuba knows every detail about Mumia's cause. And they know about the people in prison in this country. And they are one with us. And they're going to help launch this struggle across Latin America. But I want you to know, too, that Cuba also needs solidarity. It's a revolutionary, socialist country. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I ask you to consider going to Cuba in November.